الله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وبه نستعين وهو خير موفق ومعين. ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين. اللهم صل على محمد واللعن الدائم على أعدائهم أجمعين. Alhamdulillah, we've been speaking about the concept of intidhar al-faraj, the doctrine of intidhar al-faraj, in the context of the Shia belief, of the Shia worldview. There is one question related to the concept of intidhar, relating to the concept of awaiting the coming of Imam Mahdi, that I would like to address tonight, inshallah ta'ala. And that is whether it is possible to see Imam Mahdi. Because there are different views concerning this question. Can we see Imam Mahdi or can we not? On the one hand, there are riwayat that say that it is impossible or that it is not practicable to see Imam Mahdi. Some of them even go so far as to say that those who say that they see me, they are kadhab, they are liars. There's one riwayat I would like to read to you in this relation. I think I've read it before, but it also bears on this question. عن مفضل بن عمر عن أبي عبد الله عليه السلام. مفضل بن عمر was one of the very good companions of Imam Sadiq. اعلموا أن الأرض لا تخلو من حجة الله عز وجل. Know that the earth cannot be vacant, cannot be without a hujjah, without a divine viceroy, without a representative of God. وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ سَيُعْمِي خَلْقَهُ عَنْهَا بِظُلْمِهِمْ وَجَهْلِهِمْ. But God has made the creation blind so that they cannot see Him because of their sins, because of their oppressions. بِظُلْمِهِمْ وَجَهْلِهِمْ. وَلَوْ خَلَتِ الْأَرْضُ سَاعَةً وَاحِدَةً مِنْ حُجَّةِ اللَّهِ سَاقَتْ بِأَهْلِهَا وَلَكِنَّ الْحُجَّةَ تَعْرُفُ النَّاسِ وَلَا يَعْرِفُونَهَا. God's viceroy sees us and knows us, though we do not know Him. It is a matter of fact that we believe that the Imam of the time, wherever he might be, he is aware of all our affairs. There's a beautiful riwayah, I think from Imam Sadiq. I have it written down, but I didn't prepare it for this speech. It just occurred to me. There's a beautiful riwayah where Imam Sadiq says that the Shias, no matter where they may be, to the east or to the west, we are aware of their affairs. We see them. Imam Mahdi sees every person. He knows exactly what we're doing. And then Awaya goes on to say, when our Shia get sick, we get sick for our Shia. مَرِضْنَا لِمَرَضِهِمْ. That's how strong the bond of the Shia is with their Imam. So the Imam is aware of what we do, knows exactly what we're doing, knows exactly where we're sitting, knows exactly what is running through our thoughts. We are unaware of Imam Mahdi. When we say he's absent, we actually mean we are absent. He is present. He is everywhere. He sees everyone. We can't see him. Nevertheless, this riwayah, as you can see, says that People are blind when it comes to him, and they cannot see him. And as I said, there are other riwayat that say that those who claim to have seen me, they are kadhab. They are liars. That's one side of the question. That's one side of the issue. On the other hand, there are riwayat that say at least some people can see Imam Mahdi. That some people are in contact with Imam Mahdi. We're not talking about jinn and malaika. Obviously, the Imam has contact with jinn and malaika, and there are jinn and malaika who serve the Imam. But there are riwayat that say that there are human beings from among us who are in touch with Imam Mahdi, who actually serve Imam Mahdi. One person who is definitely in contact with Imam Mahdi is Nabi Khidr, the Prophet Khidr. He's been around for a very, very long time. This report that I'm going to read to you relates from Imam Ali ibn Musa al-Ridha, alayhi salatu wassalam, Allahumma shalli ala Muhammad. Inna al-Khidr sharaba min ma' al-hayat. Khidr drank from the water of life, from the fountain of life. فَهُوَ حَيٌّ لَا يَمُوتْ حَتَّى يُنْفَخَ فِي الصُّورِ. He drank from the spring of life, and therefore he is alive until the day of judgment, and until when that nafkha, when that the call of the day of judgment is blown or is sang or is given, and then he dies along with everyone else. Until that day, he is alive. وَإِنَّهُ أَيَ الْخِضْرَ لَيَأْتِينَا فَيُسَلَّمْ عَلَيْنَا. He comes to us and he says salam to us. فَنَسْمَعُ صَوْتَهُ وَلَا نَرَى شَخْصَهُ. Imam Ridha here is saying we see him, we hear him, but we do not see him. As to what the mystery is behind this, I really don't know. Why they cannot see Nabi Khidr? We know they are aware of everything. Yet this riwayat says that they can hear his voice, but they cannot see his person. وَإِنَّهُ لَيَحْضُرُ حَيْثُمَا ذُكِرُ. Whenever a person mentions Nabi Khidr, he will be present there. فَمَنْ ذَكَرَهُ مِنْكُمْ فَلْيُسَلَّمْ عَلَيْهِ. So when you mention his name, say salam to him. As-salamu ala Khidr. وَإِنَّهُ لِيَحْضُرُ الْمَوْسِمْ كُلَّ سَنَةٍ. He goes to Hajj every year. فَيَقْضِي جَمِيعَ الْمَنَاسِكِ. He performs all of the rites of the ritual of Hajj. وَيَقَفُ بَعْرَفَهُ. Then he goes to Arafah too. فَيُؤَمَّنْ عَلَى دُعَاءِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. When the believers, مُؤْمِنِينَ, not everyone, when the believers do their dua, he says Ameen for them, so that their prayers will be accepted. وَسَيُونِسُ اللَّهُ بِهِ وَحْشَةَ قَائِمِنَا. He will be the companion of Imam Mahdi during the age of occultation, during the Asr al-Ghaybah. وَسَيُونِسُ اللَّهُ بِهِ وَحْشَتَهُ وَحْشَةَ الْمَهْدِي فِي غَيْبَتِهِ وَيَصِلُ بِهِ وَحْبَتَهُ. In his loneliness will be removed, will be solved with the companion of, with the company of Imam Mahdi. Khidr al-Nabi is a very mysterious figure. There's not, although our riwayat about him, yet he is a mysterious figure. He appears in the Quran, of course, without his name being mentioned in the story of Imam Nabi Musa, and he is one of those figures who has been alive and who's been carrying out the Hidayah al-Batiniyah of God for millennia, for thousands of years, but now he is with Imam Mahdi and he is serving Imam Mahdi. So Prophet Khidr is one of the figures who is definitely in contact with Imam Mahdi, who sees Imam Mahdi, and who associates with Imam Mahdi. However, from among the mu'mineen themselves, not the prophets of God, not the angels, not the jinn, from among the people, there are also at least 30 people, 30 individuals that are always with Imam Mahdi. And they are referred to as the Rijalul Ghaib, the hidden men. Kitabul Kafi, Kitabul Hujjah, Babul Ghaibah, An Abi Basir, An Abi Abdullah. Abi Basir, Abu Basir is relating this from Imam Sadiq alayhi salatu wassalam. لا بد لصاحب هذا الأمر من غيبة. The person, it's very common in the language of the riwayat to refer to the Imam as صاحب الأمر. And Amr means the rule of God. Amr means the rule of the Ahlul Bayt. الأمر. لا بد لصاحب هذا الأمر من غيبة. There will be an age of occultation, there will be a period of absence for Imam Mahdi. وَلَا بُدَّ فِي غَيْبَتِهِ مِنْ عُزْلَهِ. And in that age of occultation, he is not generally associating with anyone. وَنِعْمَ الْمَنْزِلْ طِيبَهِ. He is very commonly in Medina. Tiba is another name for Medina. Ni'mal manzil Tiba is commonly in Medina. Wa ma bi 30 min wahsha. It's a code language. It's not expressed that clearly. Wa ma bi 30 min wahsha. And he is not alone with 30, meaning 30 companions. He always has 30 companions. Mullah Muhsin Faith Kashani in his Wafi and Allama Majlisi in Mir'atul Uqul, they both approve of this interpretation that this is about the Rijalul Ghaib, those who serve Imam Mahdi. And remember the account that I related to you a few nights ago? The account I related to you a few nights ago about Sayyid Ali Shushtari and how a person by the name of Mullah Quliya Jula, he came to Shushtar and he took him to Najaf and gave him instructions to follow and so forth. The Rijal al-Ghaib are like these individuals. They are individuals who Imam Mahdi sees the potential in them and calls them in the mysterious ways that he has. He trains them to serve him. And there are at least, as this riwayah says, 30 people. There are at least 30 Rijal al-Ghaib with Imam Mahdi at all times. And I remember one time, I think it was last year, in our fiqh class with Ayatollah Shabz and Didar, he said to us, be careful what you do when you're walking around the haram. My teacher told me that there are Rijalul Ghaib, that where the tulab are concentrated, like Najaf or home. Imam Mahdi's Rijal al-Ghayb go around and check on tulab, make sure they're studying well, make sure they're doing what they're supposed to do. So there's at least 30 Rijal al-Ghayb that serve Imam Mahdi. They are very great personages. We don't know them. There might be someone like Mullah Qulyajul Ula who looks like a beggar, who looks like a nobody, but they might be one of the Rijal al-Ghayb of Imam Mahdi. But there are certain scholars who have said that this riwayah about the 30 people serving Imam Mahdi is about al-ghaybah al-sughra, the age of the minor occultation, not the major occultation. Yet this view, whether it's interpretation, does not seem to be, because there is other riwayat that support the other interpretation that the 30 Rijal al-Ghayb are always with Imam Mahdi. This riwayat is again from Imam Sadiq. I'm not sure whether I get it from Al-Kafi or Kamal al-Din, one of these two books. للقائم غيبتان. There are two ages, two periods of occultation in غيبة, in absence for Imam Mahdi. أحداهما قصيرة والأخرى طويلة. One is short, the other is long. الغيبة الأولى لا يعلم بمكانه فيها إلا خاصة شيعته. During the minor occultation, there are other than the na'ib of the time that the imam appointed, there are other Shia who are aware of the place of the imam, although they had been strongly forbidden from mentioning imam's name and talking about him. And that's why you have the riwayat that prohibit the mentioning of the name of Imam Mahdi, his true name. So during the minor occultation, there are many Shias who see Imam Mahdi. والأخرى لا يعلم بمكانه فيها إلا خاصة مواليه. But during the major occultation, there are still people, not people who just merely see Imam Mahdi, people who are aware of where he is. These are the Rijal al-Ghayb. And also some of our greatest scholars, whom inshallah I'm going to mention a few accounts of them. So, as the second riwayah shows, even during the major occultation, there are people who not only see Imam Mahdi, يَعْلَمُ بِمَكَانِهِ فِيهَا. They know where Imam Mahdi is. This is how great their spiritual status is. Therefore, this comes to the aid of that previous riwayah to show and prove that there are at least 30 Rijal al-Ghayb that are serving Imam Mahdi and that are doing his work. And as I mentioned, other than the Rijal al-Ghayb, there are also our greatest scholars. They are also in touch with Imam Mahdi and in contact with Imam Mahdi. Not all our scholars, the ones who are especially pure, the one of the mukhlaseen, those who have gone through spiritual purification, they can also witness Imam Mahdi and be in contact with Imam Mahdi. There's three accounts that I would like to relate to you. Although, a word of caution before I relate these accounts. If we want to accept the accounts of people who say they have actually seen Imam Mahdi, it has to be through very, very, very credible sources. We cannot just, because there's a lot of people who go around and say, yeah, I saw Imam Mahdi. Alright, and then they start a following, and so they start a sect with that claim. These accounts that I'm relating to you, other than the first one is, I'll say the source, the other two, they're from Muhaddith al-Nuri's النجم الثاقب إن في محدثة قميز منتهى الأمال. The first one is, and I've said this before in another speech in Al-Mahdi, the first one is the account of Atullah Bahauddini. I'm not sure if you've heard of his name. He was a great scholar, a very, very pious scholar in Rome, Atullah Bahauddini. He was very close to Imam Khomeini and also after him to Sayyid Khamenei. He was a very extraordinarily pious scholar, one of the mukhlasin of his time. So Ayatollah Siddiqi, who is one of the A'immatul Jum'ah of Tehran, because you know, Tehran has more than one Friday prayer leaders, they alternate. One of the Friday prayer leaders, one of the A'immatul Jum'ah of Tehran, is someone by the name of Ayatollah Siddiqi. And he recounts that one day they went along with, in the company of Ayatollah Bahjat. He was in the company of Ayatollah Bahjat. So Ayatollah Siddiqi and Ayatollah Bahjat, Ayatollah Siddiqi is a student of Ayatollah Bahjat. They go to Ayatollah Bahauddin's house. Ayatollah Bahauddin had a terrible pain in his knees, and he wouldn't, the last few years of his life, he didn't really go around much. He was at home because he couldn't walk. So Ayatollah Bahjat told him, why don't you do this dhikr so that your pain would be relieved so you could go around. And he said, no, I like for the pain to be here. I don't want, this is what God has wanted for me, and I want this. So anyway, they sit together for whatever duration of time they were there, and then they get up to leave. And as Ayatollah Siddiqi and Ayatollah Bahjat were walking out of the door, Ayatollah Bahjat tells Ayatollah Siddiqi, if people knew how many times Imam Mahdi, he says, Salawat, if people knew how many times Imam Mahdi has passed through this tour, they would tear apart the threshold of this door. That's how many times Imam Mahdi had gone to see Ayatollah Bahauddin. Imam Mahdi goes to see Ayatollah Bahauddin. That's the spiritual status. And this comes from, it's an incredible account. It comes from Ayatollah Siddiqi, and he relates it from Ayatollah Bahjat. And the story was revealed after Ayatollah Bahjat passed away. That's one account that shows other than the Rijal al-Ghayb, the 30 Rijal al-Ghayb that serve Imam Mahdi, there are also the great scholars that are in touch. Another great scholar who was very much in touch with Imam Mahdi, and whose stories in context with Imam Mahdi are Adhar min al-Shams, or Mutawatir. They are very clear, and all the scholars accept them as credible. And again, I said there are two sources, Muhaddith al-Nuri's An-Najm al-Thaqib and Muhaddith Qumi's Muntaha al-Amal. This other scholar who was much in contact with Imam Mahdi, Allama Bahr al-Ulum, Sayyid Mahdi Tabatabai, known as Allama Bahr al-Ulum. He had numerous accounts with Imam Mahdi, and many, many accounts have been recorded in the credible books by credible authors, scholars, not just by anyone. Credible scholars have related these stories. One account, which is a very interesting account, is related by Mirzaya Qumi, Sahib al-Qawanin. One of the usul, one of the very famous books of usul and of Hawza is Qawanin al-Usul by Mirzaya Qumi. He's buried in Qom. He was Allama Bahrul Ulum's classmate. They would go to Fahid Behbahani, Abdullah Fahid Behbahani's classes, and they were they used to just have this, their discussions together. So after they reach a certain level, they reach ijtihad, and Mirzaya Qumi feels that he needs to go back to Qom to teach there. He goes back to Qom, and after a few years, he hears the fame of Allama Bahrul Ulum. Allama Bahrul Ulum in Najaf, and he hears the fame of Allama Bahrul Ulum. So when he goes for a visit, for a ziyarah of Imam Hussein and Amir al-Mu'mineen, he goes to see Allama Bahrul Ulum, and he says, when we were studying together, you weren't any more knowledgeable than me. They were friends. We were at the same level, so I've noticed your knowledge has increased so much. How were you able to get all this knowledge? So he tells him, this is a secret. I'll tell you with the condition that you do not reveal it until after I die. He says, how do you expect that I not be more knowledgeable? When Imam Mahdi in the Masjid of Kufa embraced me and pressed me against his chest. Imam Mahdi embraces Allama Bahrul Ulum and presses him against his chest. And that opened up doors of knowledge to Allama Bahrul Ulum. He became so knowledgeable that it is related that he was Jarullah. He went to Mecca for 2 years, and he was there for 2 years. And he taught, he was, during all those 2 years, he was pretty much in Taqiyya. He didn't tell anyone that he was Shia, where he was from. He was teaching the different madhahib of Islam according to their own fiqh, according to their own madhab. He taught them their fiqh. And when he was getting ready to leave, then he revealed that he's Shia and he's from Najaf and so on and so forth. That's how knowledgeable he became. Another story again involving Allama Bahrul Ulum is one of his trusted companions one time when Allama Bahrul Ulum goes to do ziyarah of Amir al-Mu'mineen, one of Allama Bahrul Ulum's trusted companions is standing at a distance. And when Allama Bahrul Ulum goes in to say salam, this companion sees Allama Bahrul Ulum saying these verses in Farsi, because he's Allama Bahrul Ulum was originally from Burujerd. From Iran. چه خوش است صوت قرآن ز تو دل رو با شنیدن به روخت نظار کردن سخن خدا و شنیدن از حسین سلام تو امیر المؤمنین از حسین in the shrine of امیر المؤمنین he said how beautiful it is to hear your voice reciting the Quran. How ecstatic is it to view your face, to view your countenance, and to hear the words of God. And so after he does his ziyarah, he comes out. This person goes to Sheikh Zainul Abidin Salmasi, he goes to Alam Bahra'ul-Ulum and says, what were those lines of verse that you were saying? He said, I was seeing Imam Mahdi reciting the Quran. And so he said these verses when, as he was witnessing Imam Mahdi recite the Quran. Therefore, brothers and sisters, we know as a matter of fact that other than not just the Rijal al-Ghayb, the 30 Rijal al-Ghayb are always serving Imam Mahdi, are with Imam Mahdi. Our greatest scholars, the Mukhlas scholars, they're also in touch with Imam Mahdi, and they see Imam Mahdi, and they see him a lot. And so those riwayat that say that people cannot see him, or that those who say that they have seen Imam Mahdi, they are kathab, first they mean that most people cannot see him. No one can. No one is barred. Not everyone is barred from seeing him. Most people are barred from seeing him. That's one thing. The other thing is that what they mean is that if anyone claims to be the Bab of Imam Mahdi, we know that Imam Mahdi had four Nawab, four Babs, four Abwab during the time of the minor occultation. If anyone during the major occultation says that he is in contact with Imam Mahdi, that he can serve as the mediator between people and Imam Mahdi, he is lying. He is kathab. So like the people like who call themselves Yamani, people we have in Iraq call themselves Yamani and saying that they're in touch with Imam Mahdi and that they can serve. Because they're claiming to be the Bab of Imam Mahdi. They're definitely kathab based on the riwayat that we have. Yet, our pure scholars, those, not just scholars, anyone who succeeds in spiritual purification can see Imam Mahdi. And that's why the riwayat that I first read to you, it says, God has made people blind due to their dhulm and jahl, due to their oppression, their sin, and their ignorance. So if we rid ourselves, if we rid ourselves of sin and ignorance, we can inshallah see Imam Mahdi too. And the only way to do to this path, the only way is taqwa. The only way that we can rid ourselves from sin and oppression and ignorance and thereby be able to see Imam Mahdi is taqwa. To do the wajibat and to refrain from muharramat. To persist in doing our wajibat and refraining from muharramat. And inshaAllah ta'ala, we always read this line in Dua al-Ahd. اللهم أرنا الطلعة الرشيدة والغرة الحميدة واكحل ناظري بنظرة مني الآن إن شاء الله تعالى. We pray by the right of Imam Sajjad, whose martyrdom is a few days away, that God would give us the tawfiq, would give us the blessing to, inshallah ta'ala, undergo this spiritual purification needed to observe taqwa to be able to see our Imam, inshallah ta'ala. Allahumma ajjal li waliyyika al-faraj wal-'afiyata wan-nasra waj'alna min khayr a'wanihi wa ansarihi wal-mustashhadin bayna yadayhi wa hab lana ra'fatahum wa rahmatahum wa du'aahum wa sallallahu ala sayyidina Muhammad wa ala al-tayyibin al-tahirin.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad.